The Rancor's Brothel presents. Blood feathers. A Shadows of Esterin introduction.
Yes! Action!
He jumps. He jumps up. Roll me a stamina, everyone.
What if I don't have stamina, Lucas?
Use erudition.
How do you not have stamina?
We'll see it there.
Should be like for here? No?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Everyone has a stamina.
It's not skill.
Yeah, no. I keep looking for them in skills and ways, and it's down there. So I just roll and add that.
Yep.
That is a 1. That is a 2.
A 1?
I mean, it's a total of 11.
Right, but a 1 in the stamina in a stamina check is immediate.
Okay.
You, Jeff's character flips the table, you back away, get very woozy, and drop to the floor.
Nice.
What did you roll?
18.
You're actually doing okay.
Okay, 16.
16? You're doing okay.
14.
You're feeling drowsy. You're feeling a bit drowsy. From here on, you'll be taking a negative 2 penalty to all rolls.
Forever?
It wears off.
So he passes out.
He passes out.
Cody passes out, and he just kind of starts getting weak in the knees.
That shit must be fast acting.
You're just a pussy.
You pull your sword?
I'm combative, so as soon as I feel weird, I'm rolling.
Okay. You're a little drowsy, so you're staggering a bit.
But I pull out my carath.
Okay.
Which is not a carafe.
It's not a carafe.
Whatever.
There may be a carafe on the table. You could smack him with a carafe.
No, I just flipped the table.
Roll.
There may be a broken carafe you could stab him with. Eat glass.
And I'm pulling out my bow.
Roll feats for me, Matt.
With a minus 2.
With a minus 2.
I got a crit,
So roll again.
You got a 10?
I got a 10, yeah.
What's your total?
Well, right now it would be 15. But do I roll this again?
You can.
Thing?
You can. You've already passed, but yes.
I know, but if it was like a super pass, it.
True. You manage to maneuver out of the way as Catherine takes a jab at you with a dagger. And Tomar pulls a club, and Kynan pulls a club. Dorne.
From where do they pull clubs?
Vaginas.
I get daggers, but clubs? It's like pulling a baseball bat out of my anus.
Tomar, who was standing near the hall,
reaches
behind him, and what was in the hallway pulls a club from out of the hallway.
Sort of makes sense.
Kynan pulls one that was hidden under the table that you have now flipped. She grabbed it off the floor.
It's like a shotgun. They had it strapped there for...
Dorne...
pulls his bat left.
Dorne takes off. Dorne bolts.
I'm waiting for you to get
it
that.
It took you a minute, man.
It's like the fourth joke we've made about the Klingons here.
Yeah, I got it.
Dorne bolts.
Get ready to say Klingons do not run from battle, Lucas.
And Tomar steps up and says, "You're all going to die today." Initiatives. Now remember, you guys are in... well, you're in a 40-foot space total. If you're on the kitchen side, it's about a 20-foot circle. Speed. Add your speed.
Is it worth it for me to roll anything since I'm currently unconscious?
No. You are knocked out right now.
Thanks a lot.
That's perfect.
You guys do know that you could wake him up by, knocking him around enough times, shaking him, but at this point, you're kind of engaged. You're unconscious, not in agony, so you're not dying. Okay, I'm sorry. Jeff, you had what?
14.
74, it looks like from here.
Troy?
17.
17.
Do I gotta take minus two from that too?
Yes.
Fuck this, man. 13.
It's all because you shot at the birds.
No, it's not.
You never know.
Shit.
This might just be the first page and we haven't gotten off of it yet because they're like, most characters will get past this, but if your characters are dumbasses and shoot at the birds, have them deal with this shit.
Oh, by the way, fuck you. Looks like I was right, so.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you were right. I was playing the character.
No, I meant about the not trusting these folks.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of that, too.
The brandy was delicious, asshole.
Unfortunately, Tomar gets to go first. And he's a beast. And he's looking for the largest person in front of him. Which is probably Sid.
Now, did you have them pick their stances before we start?
You're
no,
correct.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's what you need to do.
Everyone pick a stance. Jeff, what stance are you taking?
Am I far enough away from people that I could get a shot with a bow?
You did say you pulled your bow out. You are far enough away from Catherine.
Okay.
To hit her with a bow.
Then I will go defensive.
Okay. Troy?
I'm going to say standard.
Matt?
As I am feeling woozy, I would assume I go defensive as well.
Okay.
So I will take the stance of unconsciousness.
So, defensive.
No, defenseless, actually.
Oh, defenseless.
You can't defend like a kick to the face when you're passed out.
Sure you can. You block it with your teeth.
Tamar steps up to the person who's closest to him, which is Matt. 16.
What do I do?
You add your...
Add your defense and your protection together?
Defense plus protection. So what's
you're
your defense
in defensive
stance, Plus protection.
16 minus 2, 14. Plus something, there's something else I add?
Does you take the minus 2 on rolls.
You're taking your defense.
Oh, okay.
Plus,
I don't have
plus
roll.
Protection.
Okay. 16.
16, 16?
Yep.
16 goes to the, 16 goes to the attacker, but there is no margin of success. So he swipes at you, and you just move a little bit. He hits you, but you're okay.
Okay.
If there is no margin of success there, there is no damage.
He successfully hits your armor.
Yes.
Good for him.
And, 17 went to Troy.
I will attack him.
You're attacking Tamar?
Yep.
Take a step up.
It's 9, plus 7, 16, 18.
That is a hit. Minus 13 is 5. What are you hitting them with?
With my short sword.
Alright. So you take a step up and you jab him, like, right in the side. I mean, he was fixated on Sid. You come up and just stab him right in the side. Rip it out, and he is bleeding bad. Oh, he's not happy. But he is down 5 points. Jeff, I believe you go... Yes, Jeff.
Shoot at Catherine.
Shooting at Catherine.
14.
That's it?
That is a hit. Then that is 2 points.
Okay.
So you fire...
Oh, 16. I'm sorry, because you had the damage, right?
Add your damage, yes.
Yeah.
Are you
so
add,
16.
Are you rolling shooting and throwing, or are you rolling attack?
Bow.
So roll shooting 10. And throwing.
So your attack is your bow. So you're adding your attack, whatever it was, plus your roll, plus... No.
If you're doing shooting and throwing, you're rolling and adding shooting and throwing,
yeah.
Not attack.
Yeah. Shooting
plus
and throwing is 10. So my bow is 10,
right.
Plus 2. So roll plus 12 minus 2 would be 16.
Okay. 16?
Yes.
Okay, so she takes...
I didn't add the damage.
Oh, because you're the defense.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So you fire an arrow, and it hits her neatly in the shoulder. And she screams. And she's not happy. It is now...
So it wasn't a good scream.
It was not a good scream.
It hit for 4?
Four damage, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's sunk in. It's probably poking out the other side of her left shoulder.
I mean, if my 5 was decent, your 4 can't be that bad.
It's sunk in. It's probably poking right out of the shoulder. So, it is now Kynan's turn. And she is attacking Jeff. 15?
Nope.
She swings and misses. Catherine is now jumping in, and she is attacking Troy. Not rolling well. 11, probably not a hit.
Nope.
She misses. We keep the same initiative. Everyone pick a stance. Everyone is now very close, so a bow is probably not going to help. Everyone has stepped into the battle zone.
Yeah.
So a bow will not help you. Too close.
So he has to pick a new stance.
Or a new weapon. Whichever one he thinks works.
Movement.
Movement? Okay. Yep. Troy?
Yeah, I'm going defensive, I guess. I'll probably get swung at.
Matt?
What?
What attack stance are you taking?
The same one as before, right? I haven't attacked
yet. You can change it if you want.
We're top of the initiative again, so you can change it.
Back at the top of the initiative.
I never attacked.
You never attacked?
No.
Oh, no, yeah, he never attacked.
Oh,
yeah.
F*** me. Go ahead and attack. Who do you want to attack? I apologize.
Who the fuck hit me?
Catherine, Kynan, or Tomar? Tomar is the one who tried to hit you.
That fucking bitch.
Hit him. Roll it.
I was on defensive, right? Yeah.
That is at a minus two, though.
Yeah.
So you're probably down
to
minus four.
So essentially, take that away, add your attack to your weapon.
Just take that away, I'm attacking my weapon, which is the Carith. So, nine.
Plus your damage?
Yes.
Did you add your damage to it as well?
Yes. Yeah, okay. It's because he's at a minus two.
Minus two.
Yeah, he's at a minus two for that.
And I'm in defensive stance.
It's a defensive stance. It's a total of minus four.
So you swing out with your Carath, and he just kind of moves out of the way. So you do not hit him. Now we're back at the top of the order. I apologize for that.
So are you changing your stance, Matt?
I will stay in defensive.
I will stay unconscious.
You will. It's not going to last forever. Top of the order is Tomar. He is not happy about Yildin stabbing him in the side, so he is going to swing his club at you.
A whole lot of people not happy. That's what I've gotten so far.
And he is in the offensive stance as well.
I got to shoot someone.
I guess I can say what stance I'm in. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, Tomar is offensive. Catherine is defensive. Sure is. Kynan is defensive. Tomar is offensive. He rolls. He has... that's a 21.
Eat a dick.
He has discipline and bludgeoning of 14 points.
I take 5 points of damage.
So you are in the... Are you in the bad zone now?
I'm okay.
You're okay?
Are you okay, Annie?
No.
Annie, are you okay?
It is now your turn. Because you got... Nice. You are next in the order.
Stab that fucker back.
Struck by a smooth criminal.
That's not going to do anything.
He's in offensive, so he's got a little less on his defense.
You can use those survival points and re-roll it.
You can do that. Trauma's not really going to bug you at this point.
What the hell?
So mark off a survival point.
15. That is right.
15 is definitely a hit. And that is 4 more points to Tomar. Tomar is now taking negatives.
Yeah, bitch.
Jeff, you said you were taking the movement action?
I did.
So, question. Sorry, before we go further.
Sure.
Are we assuming that they have the same health stats as we do?
Everyone has the same amount of health, yes.
You gotta deal 20 points of damage.
Yep. Shit.
Which direction are you going? You going out the front door?
No, I'm moving across the room.
So you're moving to the other side of the open
He's
area.
He's getting space so he can shoot people with his bow.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I'm maneuvering.
Matt, I apologize for skipping you last time. It is your turn.
Oh, okay.
So you are in defensive stance?
The same bitch in front of me.
Tomar again?
Right.
Okay.
Give him this time, please.
14 hit.
14 hits.
Yay!
Anybody can also take the time to try to wake Liam up. It's completely...
That's fine.
Fuck him.
That's
if the clanging of swords doesn't wake him, fuck him.
That's going to take her action, though, right? I'm not going to be able to attack somebody in...
Correct. It'll take you an action to bend down
kick
and...
him as I'm stabbing somebody.
Like how they're... Well... I literally have hit the table on my way down and I'm laying in a pile of broken food and you're all fighting above me.
You could, but I would give you a feats roll and a penalty on your roll in order to do that. I would allow you to attempt it on your turn.
It's all
right. As of right now, it's not your turn.
I'm not going to do much if I do get up anyway.
Right now, it is Catherine's turn.
Not that attitude.
It is Catherine's turn. She was in defensive mode, and she is going to try to attack Sid because she's not happy that he just hit her brother.
No one is happy around here.
No, and she rolled a 1. I'm assuming 11 doesn't hit you, Sid.
Oh, no.
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 So she swings and misses. Kynan is going to... he took off. Kynan is going to try to hit Yildin. It's a 12 hit.
No, sir.
12 does not hit. The reason I didn't attack you before is because when you take a movement action, you just go. So no one can really attack you. Now take a stance. What are you doing?
Oh, it's his turn.
I know.
He moved.
He already moved.
Okay.
We're back at the top of the order. Everyone take a stance.
Defensive stance.
Okay. Right.
Everyone name a stance. Jeff?
I will... Nobody followed me?
No one followed you.
Then I will go outside offense.
I will go offensive as well.
Defense.
Defense again?
Unconscious.
And,
It's a big hat. It's funny.
Tomar is taking the movement action. He's getting the hell out of there.
Ted Ferguson. That's what he named.
Tomar is taking the movement action. He is leaving. Kynan is going to take an offensive stance. And Catherine is taking a defensive stance.
Oh, is he?
Top of the order is Tomar. He's gone. He is bolting towards the back of the house. You are second to work to move.
Throw a sword at him.
I can't do that.
Yeah, do you have a dagger? You can throw a dagger.
I have first aid gear, first of all.
Okay.
Good. Just.
That's good to know.
Yes. Just read that. That's cool.
But what does first aid gear do?
I don't know. Because I don't have like a first aid skill.
Right. That was my problem. I also have first aid gear, but I was not told what it does, so I'm assuming it...
It would, again, as we decided earlier, it would be your addition roll.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if the first
aid... Did we decide whether or not the I can use those flux cartridges as weapons?
You have to have a way to ignite it. It's not going to explode on impact.
I thought they were... Okay. I guess I misunderstood what they were initially. I'm going to stab whoever's... So the girls are still there? You're saying...
The girls are still there. Yes. Kynan is in offensive. Catherine is in defensive stance. And at this point, Kynan is closer to Sid, who's actually closer to you. Catherine is actually closer to you on the other side. So you have two options.
I'm stabbing Catherine. She's been hit.
Okay.
Sixteen and 18.
That is a hit, and that is 3 points of damage to Catherine. Catherine is now taking penalties. It is now
Jeff's turn.
Jeff's turn. Shooting that bow.
Nobody followed me.
Nobody followed you. You already, you said you took the attack stance earlier, so you were shooting the boat, something.
Yes. Big guy's running.
Yeah.
Tomar.
He's not out of the room, so I'm like, he's
on his way out. He is in motion.
Can I pop a shot at Tomar?
You can pop a shot at a moving target. We'll give you a 2-point penalty because it is in motion.
He is an archer, though.
Leading a target
that's just what the rule is.
Like, I think they teach that the first year in archery again.
That's why he has high in archery.
18.
That's like 9 damage.
That is a big hit. That is 5 damage.
Somebody check the math.
He swore he said it was 11 earlier. That's why.
12. He's at 17. So he's got like...
No, he's got 2 points left.
Yeah.
No, he's got 1 point before he's in agony. So you fire an arrow and it hits him right in the back of the knee, and he's still limping on his way out of there.
So you're saying he took an arrow to the knee?
He did, in fact, take an arrow to the back of
the knee. He was a badass in this fight, and between he took an arrow to the knee.
He could have been an adventurer.
It's a Skyrim joke.
Thanks for explaining the joke.
I mean, I needed it.
It's for people who didn't know, because I know he was giving me a weird look.
Well, he doesn't f***ing know anything, so...
It's a fair statement. You're not wrong.
Our listeners would know that joke.
I didn't have an N64.
It took until the 5th Star Trek The Next Generation joke for Matt to get it.
No, I understood that.
It was only like a funny...
Referencing
no,
actually
funny. You weapons that...
We even referenced 10 forward.
Yeah. Because the one character sounds like the name Guinan. I f***ing got it, yes.
And she served us brandy.
It's your turn, Matt.
If I don't laugh, trust me, I get the joke. I don't think you assholes are funny. What are we doing?
It is your turn. You took a defensive stance.
Is my guy still there?
No.
Tomara's right. Gone. Catherine and Guinan are still standing there.
So, Catherine...
Catherine?
He took an arrow to the knee, which was a Skyrim joke.
Right.
As far as this guy running, he's gotten huge penalties. I don't get it.
Oh, I didn't hit shit, probably.
So add it all up.
10. Does a 10 hit Catherine?
Not in defensive stance, it does not.
Okay.
It is now Catherine's turn, and she doesn't like you swinging at her, so she is going to attack you.
Sure.
And a 10 probably doesn't hit you.
No, not at all.
It is now.
In fact, she should hit herself.
Right.
It sucks so bad.
It is Kynan's turn, and she's going to once again try to hit Yildeen. I'm assuming an 18 hits.
Yeah.
How far down are you?
18. I'm in offensive, so that's a hit. 6 hit points.
The Eldine is probably not looking good at this point. She'd been hit quite often.
So, question. If all of my circles are filled in, do I go to the next level at that point then? So all of my bad are filled in. So I'm at a -3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's not good.
So are you in critical now?
Yeah.
Okay. Stances. Jeff.
Okay, I'm still separated from everybody?
For now.
Okay, and there are still two people in the room, two women.
There are two women in the room fighting for their lives, doing a pretty good job.
Do they look freaked out that their allies just took off?
Catherine is definitely looking a little, you know, where did Tomar go? She doesn't like that Tomar just left. He's the beast of the family. Kynan, the mother, is just looking very crazed and just wants to kill you.
Okay. I'll just go standard.
All, right?
Standard?
She hasn't been hit at all, right? Kynan?
Kynan has not been hit. Troy, stance?
I suppose I should go defensive now since I'm so low in health.
Yeah.
Holy crap, yeah, you are.
What the fuck?
I didn't see that last hit.
The only one who's been hit in the fight.
I hit one. Oh.
I hit the floor.
I'm going, since I realized that, what's the other one's name?
Kynan or Catherine?
Catherine has been hit.
Yep.
I'm going to continue to attack her, even though I'm being attacked by a creature.
Well, you're just giving me your stance, not attacking. So you're taking the defensive stance?
I am, because I'm top of the order.
And not everyone has said their stance. Jeff, Matt, whichever one you are.
I'll take
sound like my mother.
Defensive?
Yes. How many rounds have you been down? This is the fifth round?
I have no idea.
This is the third.
Fourth.
I think we're starting to
the fourth, yeah.
One more round and you will be conscious.
Woohoo! I'm dreaming of a giant library.
Yeah. Right. It's a five round thing until you become groggy.
Everywhere I go is books and learning things.
Right.
And floors.
It's a happy place.
Happy!
To be honest, it's only because you rolled that one that you fell asleep.
Shit happens.
Catherine is actually... Better. Catherine is freaked out. She's going to take the movement action. Kynan is still going head-on with the attack action. Top of the order, Tomar is now gone. It is now Troy.
Yep, Catherine's getting stabbed.
Catherine's getting stabbed? Okay.
Stab that cat.
Probably not, though, because...
So you're like, what, -5 on your roll?
-2, -3...
Yeah, but you took defensive as well.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
So that'd be a -5.
Shut up! 8 + 10.
10 total?
Yeah.
Sorry. She's an offensive stance. That's a hit for 1 point.
Okay.
Catherine was an offensive stance. I'm sorry, no. You hit Catherine? Catherine was in movement stance.
Yeah.
So that is a miss. I apologize. 2 Ks. I'm getting confused myself. So that is a miss. She is just moves right out of the way as she's taking off towards the back.
Shoot him in the face, Jeff.
It is now Jeff.
In the face.
Jeff
the
Fall.
I'd appreciate it if you'd shoot the one that's stabbing me.
Okay, Kynan.
Kynan that is.
18.
Nice. In the face.
Kynan in her off... That is a mega hit.
Her defense, mega combo!
Her defense right now is 8.
Oh, combo breaker.
So that's a 10-point hit.
I am Boromiring her.
You, no one... in the midst of the chaos, the girls have apparently forgotten you were over there. And you fire a huge shot right to her back. And she is squealing, writhing in pain. It is now... Catherine is taken off. She's gone. It is now... Oh, Matt.
There you
My
go.
Apologies. I keep forgetting you're here.
I don't know.
I try to.
It's fucking weird.
Kynan is the only one standing near you.
Shadowed him all night. I don't know why it's
yeah,
weird.
I'm so fucking loud. How did you not know Kynan?
Sometimes I try to forget you exist.
You and my mother.
Just not even gonna...
16.
Once again, in defensive stance, that is an 8-point hit.
Bitch went down.
No.
Nope.
He's hitting... She said she's an offensive stance.
Yeah, she's an offensive stance. She's an offensive stance, so defense is an 8.
Okay.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
So the woman who had not been hit this entire time takes two huge hits, and she is...
She's got two huge what?
Hits.
Oh, my bad.
And she, like, well, she takes an arrow to the back, and when she takes the arrow to the back, you're hitting her with your staff, you smack her right in the forehead, and she falls to her knees. She is still awake, she is still alive, but she is down on the ground on one knee.
So Jeff got her in the back, you got
her in
the
face. Would you say that she was in agony?
Not yet.
No.
Okie dokie.
You hit her for how
she
many?
Is in super
eight.
Critical.
Eight? So...
That's 18 points so far in her. She has one more point to agony.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that is the end.
No, wait a minute. She should be in agony. Right?
10.
No.
Agony is unconscious.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
she would.
She's taking 18 damage.
She wouldn't have filled in that last circle.
Oh, you have to fill the circle.
You have to fill the circle in.
She's on the cusp.
Yes. We can take stances again. You guys still have one enemy in front of you.
Movement. I thought she was moving.
No, Catherine was moving.
Catherine moved. Catherine at this point has also bolted. No one hit her when she moved, so she is gone.
Gone, or I can run out the door and
you
see them.
You can definitely run out the door and try to catch her. So if that's what you're doing, you can totally take the movement action. That's
movement.
Fine. Okay, you go out the door. Troy. Not doing well.
Not doing well.
Yildeen is not feeling good.
You need a nap.
It's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a take a hostage situation that I could enact here?
If you want to take her as hostage, you are more than welcome.
So what would that take?
That would be... It would basically be like an unarmed attack to grapple her, so you would and add attack without damage.
She's laying on the ground, almost unconscious.
She's almost
just
unconscious.
Just boop her on the head.
No. If I'm going to hit her, I'm going to stab her, so I'm trying to...
You're trying to grab her.
Yeah.
Use your survival instinct. Do you have that?
What are you talking about?
Survival instincts.
The points?
There's a close combat skill.
I do excel in close combat.
Close combat is your attack. That's added into your attack.
Well, right, but you would do the attack without the weapon, so I assume that's close combat, yeah?
If that's what you're trying to do, yes.
I'll take the offensive stance.
Okay. Matt, what stance are you taking? There's only one person who was on her knees at this point left around you.
And okay, the other two that are outside...
One went outside, two went out the back.
Yeah, I'll just... offensive, I'm fine.
And this is now fifth round. You are slowly starting to come to.
Wait. Can I say standard instead?
Sure.
Yeah. I want to curse myself here.
Are you attempting to take her hostage?
Yes.
Roll and add your close combat.
That's decent, I guess, but so it's 10.
You succeed.
Nice.
Because at this point, she can't do anything. I mean, she's virtually useless.
Although you don't have anyone to leverage the hostage with at the moment.
You now have a hostage, and at this point, unless somebody else is going to attack the hostage, there's no point. You have gone out the front door?
I would have gone where I saw
Torin. You said you were following
Torin
Catherine. Right.
No, I said I was moving. I said I want to follow where Torin went.
Tomar. He went towards the back. So you are heading towards the back of the home. Everyone else, I guess, is standing there. You're coming to very slowly. So feel free to look around and see what's going on. At this point, we're going to end initiative for now.
Okie dokie.
I'll come back to you.
Must have slipped. Jesus, what the hell happened here?
Shut up, Wheezy!
Let me go.
Oh, wait. Whew, that brandy must have been strong.
Let me go!
So Catherine went out the front. The other two went out the back. But we're probably nearest to the front.
Yeah, you're right by the front door, yeah.
I'm gonna, like, force her out the front door.
Okay.
I'm just gonna yell Tomar's name.
Right, Tomar went out the back, but yeah.
Right.
Went towards the back of the house.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I think he's assuming that either way he went outside, so he's going to go outside.
I'm gonna yell his name and be like, I've got your bitch!
Dorn is the husband, if that's what you mean.
Oh, okay, Dorn then, whoever. Her husband was.
Maybe they lied to us. Maybe it's just one, like, incestuous group. We don't know.
Could be.
You don't hear a response.
Okay.
Perception?
Is there, what did we get a response from the other girl that, like, ran out? 6.
Not high enough.
Do we figure out what I can... if we can, if does first aid heal immediately or no?
First aid would heal. Yeah, it would heal you 1 point.
1 point.
Unfortunately, that's how this works.
You're Troy.
I'm gonna get up and see that some sort of combat is taking place, and I will try and do. Oh, am I at a minus two?
Right now, you are because you're drowsy.
Question still on the first aid thing. Just because it says first aid gear. What does that mean? Is that a one-use thing?
I assume it's...
If we're not in initiative, then I can just use this thing constantly and heal myself? That's what I'm trying to, like, get towards.
I see where you're going.
It says I have medicinal herbs.
Yes.
Would I have... So, am I groggy? Is that my problem? Or am I nauseous? Why do I have a minus two?
Yeah, you're groggy, nauseous, you're very dizzy, you're still feeling the effects.
Okay, so is there some sort of medicinal herb I may have that's the equivalent of smelling salts that'll wake my ass up and make me more coherent?
Coke.
You can definitely see if you can find something on you.
I have medicinal herbs.
You already have medicinal herbs?
I have.
Okay. Roll.
That's what
go
we're
ahead and
going
roll
to
a first
get.
Aid with it.
Huh?
Go ahead and roll a first aid or your addition.
Oh, I was going to roll herbalism, but you want me to roll...
Oh, herbalism? Perfect. No, go ahead and roll herbalism.
Because herbalism is plus 11.
nice.
So that's a crit.
Success?
Yeah. I did not confirm it, so that'd be 10, 21, 19.
You pull out some herbs and wake right the hell back up.
So I can get rid of that?
You can get rid of that.
I assume that it's a root or something that I'm chewing on.
Yes. Like a smelling salt. You sniff it, and maybe she starts chewing on it.
Are you feeling all right? Or are you kind of dizzy?
Am I still dizzy?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel a little weird. I'm sorry. I think Sid talks like Ray Romano.
Please.
That's why he doesn't talk.
Your best Ray
That's
Romano.
Why he doesn't talk.
Yeah, I feel a little weird.
It's not terrible.
Bad Ray Romano.
Without saying anything, I'm just gonna open the smelling salts and sort of waft them in front of him.
He vomits.
Wafting.
It smells bad.
Roll stamina, Matt.
Stamina. Am I still minus two when I roll? Oh, that was a failure. It was a crit failure. And you said on stamina, it's always
a failure, yeah. So it doesn't seem to help you.
It knocks him out.
You sneeze and blow it out of his hand.
It smells like shit.
Your herbs are now on the ground.
True.
Well, make up my mind. Is it herbs? Is it root? What is it?
You said herbs first.
Well, yeah, because I assumed that maybe I could chew on something. I don't know, or a root, or
whatever you had in your hand is now on the ground.
Yes, I will pick it up.
It is filthy and wet.
Now, if all I'm doing is sniffing it, that doesn't matter. I'll let it dry out.
And it's not covered.
You go towards the back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
On your left are two doors. On your right is another.
Oh, I thought he went out a back door.
He went towards the back of the home. And straight ahead of you looks like a dead end and a hallway to the right.
Okay, do I hear noise?
Perception.
11.
No, you don't hear anything. Nothing other than them trying to get the attention of someone outside. You don't hear anything in the house.
Okay, so there's two doors and then a turn in the hallway?
Yes.
Okay.
Two doors on your left, one door on your right, and then the hallway doglegs to the right.
Okay, all these are opening into rooms. They're not, one of them is not a back door.
Correct.
Okay. I will move down to the turn in the hallway, I guess.
You go down the hallway, you find another door on your left that is closed. Right at the end of the hallway.
Okay, I'll check that one.
It's unlocked.
Yeah, I'm checking the room.
Open the room?
I'm not checking the door.
Oh, sorry, you're checking the door.
In.
I apologize. You open the door, it's pretty dark in there. But from what light you see some shelving and some crates. Tall shelves, I mean, they go from floor to ceiling almost. It looks a bit like a storeroom of some kind.
Okay. See anybody in there?
Not that you can see.
Okay. I'll go back and check the other doors.
Okay, which door are you checking?
two on the left, one on the right, right?
Well, now you're facing the other direction.
Yeah, so I know. There's one on one side, two on the other side.
Correct.
Check the one.
The one on the one side by itself appears to be a master bedroom.
Nobody in there.
No one is in there.
Okay, I'll check the right side door on the other side.
Directly across from that door is a small bedroom that appears to be a young girl's room.
Okay, I'll check the other one.
Another empty bedroom.
No sign of this guy.
No sign of this guy. Perception. Actually, do you have... Yeah, no, go ahead.
Do I have what?
You don't have any tracking skills, do you?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, so what is your perception?
14.
You definitely see a blood trail that leads into that stock room, storeroom.
Okay. Then I will... I guess I'm going to pull my short sword, pull out a torch if I've got one.
Okay. Yeah, it'll take you a minute to light the torch, but you can do that.
You said it's dark in there. I can't see.
It is pretty dark,
okay,
yes.
Okay, then I will get a torch ready.
Okay. And you're walking into the room? Or no?
Yeah.
Okay. You walk into the room, and you see you're following the blood trail.
Mm-hmm.
You follow the blood trail to... through a few more, I don't want to call them corridors, aisles, I guess, small aisles of tall shelving. There are crates. They're fairly empty. You see some clothing, some food, some really old tattered boots and that sort of thing. And in the back corner, you see three large crates on the floor.
The blood trail leads to these?
It stops right there.
To any particular one, circling them, what?
It appears to go around them, yes.
Okay, I'll try and move one.
Okay. I believe that is a feat because you were pushing something.
14.
You managed to move it. It seems pretty light. Move it a few inches. I mean, how hard are you pushing?
I'm looking to see if... there's, if this guy is hiding in one of them, or if this leads somewhere, or what?
It seems pretty... it doesn't seem empty, but it seems light.
Okay.
He's giving it all his guy, Captain.
And as I said, the blood trail seems to go around them, around the boxes.
Okay, sort of, I'll look on the other side.
On the other side, on the floor, you find a trap door.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be a secret trap door or something under the crates.
Got his secret. I've been hiding.
Okay, I'll holler out before I go down that there's a trap door and he's gone down this way.
Secret. Okay. These guys are outside and you are all the way in the back of the house.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I'm going down.
You guys aren't outside?
No.
No.
I'm the only one outside.
Okay. So you guys hear it. Troy, roll me a perception to see if you hear him.
Probably not. Seven.
Nope. You don't hear a thing. You're too busy trying to find the others. You guys hear...
it's a roll with a difficulty 14. Medicine or first aid. But I don't see that anyone has the skill medicine or first aid.
Correct.
Like, I don't see it in the book. It is not in the index. It does not exist. I love how they put their page numbers on the side, too, because it's hella confusing.
I believe it's just a threshold of 14 to win. I don't think it's an actual skill.
It says make a skill, or to make a roll for medicine or first aid.
That's
or
what I
applicable
thought too.
Skill.
Right.
And the threshold is 14. But right. I don't see where that would
we are putting that under your additions.
Nope. Didn't do it.
You two hear Jeff's character scream, trapdoor, trapdoor.
What is even going on? I don't understand.
And then
does
you
he have a hostage?
And then you hear, shut up, Wheezy!
Wheezy.
This guy's almost as bad.
I follow the voice. My character follows the voice.
I'm going to look around. Because no one has explained anything to me. So, in this 40-foot... yeah, I've got, you know... silent Ray Romano over here. Is there anything of note in the kitchen, in this area, in the, you know, this general living quarters? I'm just going to sort of look around.
I mean, roll a perception check.
There's a turnover table.
Other than the turned over table.
Other than the turned over table. I got that.
So you're searching the room.
Yeah, I'm searching the room quite thoroughly for anything that I might see. Like, I don't know that I would quite piece together that we were drugged. Nope.
What'd you roll?
A one.
Sorry.
Jesus.
And a two. And a seven.
You look around, and you don't seem to find much of anything
and a 63.
Of note.
All right.
Troy, you are outside with a hostage.
Right. So, with my insistence of saying I'm going to kill this lady, does the other one pay attention, or is she still running?
Your perception check failed earlier. When you asked it the first time, I said roll perception. You got a six.
So you don't even see her.
You didn't see her. You didn't hear her.
Okay. Guys, kill this one.
You can coup de grace if that's what you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
All right. Kynan is dead. Because I'm going to assume she can't defend herself.
Now I want to cut off her head.
No. Coup de grace.
So what are you doing now?
I will go back inside.
What?
And
holy gods, what happened to you?
Yeah, we were fighting while you were knocked out in the fort like a little child.
Okay, well, you want to sit there and bleed to death? That's fine. Or you could be nice to the guy who knows a little bit about herbs. I mean, your choice.
The herbs didn't do anything for me.
Just saying, could patch that up a little bit.
I'm just going to stand there with my bloody sword in my hand.
All right, bleed to death. See if I care.
Okay.
I can't wait for you to get infected.
Search the house. Or
perception to search the house. What are you looking for?
I'll go the direction that the other folks ran.
So right now
don't know that that's where they went.
Yes, I do. Two of them ran. I know that.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant your companions.
Well, they didn't go out the front door, and they're not standing in the main room with me.
Okay. So you head into the back of the house.
Yes.
You head into the back of the house. Liam is still looking dumbfounded, or is he going anywhere?
I suppose I will follow since no one else is here.
Okay. The four of you now are in a store. Yes.
So, do I get to do anything with this first aid gear at all?
Yeah. It's this. We're roll your edition. The DC threshold, I should say, is 14.
Yeah, I'm not going to make it. So,
someone else can roll for you. Anyone else can roll it.
Okay.
If you will allow them, or if they wish. I believe Liam tried, and you said no.
I didn't say no. I don't have time for his pussyfooting.
Feel free.
Fine.
Then you are all in the storeroom.
I assume we all make our way there.
Storeroom. Yeah.
Because Jeff already checked the other doors, and there was nothing in there. It was a girl's bedroom, and then was it a second bedroom?
Three bedrooms.
Three bedrooms.
Tomar's, Catherine's, and the master. So I keep forgetting your character's name. So Ian... You are standing in front of a trap door. The others are, I'm assuming, making their way towards you.
Yeah, I was going down.
Are you immediately go down?
Yeah. All
right.
You open the door. Roll feats.
Is this agility?
It is agility.
13.
That is not enough.
Okay.
Does a 13 hit you?
No.
You see a knife come up and just miss you. And then you see someone run.
Okay. I'm going.
All right. You drop down. Rest of you?
Follow.
Sid?
Yeah, I already said where I was going, right? Didn't I?
No.
Okay, follow.
So it's just going down? How far does it go down? I mean, if they stabbed at him when he climbed down, I'm assuming it's not much of a drop.
It's not much of a drop.
I will light a torch.
Okay. So then you both have torches? Because you had one? So it's nice and bright now.
So yeah, I'll climb down, and I assume he's taking off, so...
Yep.
Following along. Is it just a single long path?
As far as you can tell.
Is this like a crawl space? Or are we?
Yeah, you guys are in. You guys are in a tunnel that is. I mean, it's underground. It's rock. It's
yeah. I mean,
soil.
Is it tall enough that we can stand? Is it?
It's a bit crouchy, but it's not the worst thing you've ever stood in.
Okay.
You would probably have to hold your torches a little lower, otherwise you'd be dragging them on the top. So there is that, or you could hold them out. If you needed to.
Okay.
I'll let them lead. I'm going to stay behind and hold the torch.
Are you chasing the figure?
Yeah.
Okay. If that's the case, we're going to go into chase rules, which is sort of an agility versus agility thing, which you're really good at, and he's not. So go ahead and roll an agility, or feats. I apologize. Feats, or whatever.
9.
It's also a 1.
You rolled a 1.
Oh, I did roll a 1.
Didn't roll two ones.
Nope.
You did roll a one.
Okay. You trip on something, but you manage to stay still. You hear feet get further away from you.
Okay.
He's not rolling well. Go ahead and roll again.
Oh.
You guys, if you guys are all chasing, I think you got kind of stuck on a long
15.
Line, but you were right on his tail. And you can tell that this is Tomar limping, trying to get the hell away.
Okay.
If you get that close, shoot him in the back of the head.
You can definitely try to shoot, but you got a torch in one hand, and your bow is, I'm assuming, not out.
Just throw the torch at him.
I'll throw a knife at him.
Throw a knife at him. Go ahead and roll to attack a moving target, negative two. He's in the movement action, so everyone, because he's continuing to run.
15.
15 hits Tomar.
Oh.
Drops to his knees and passes out in agony.
Okay.
And then as he's falling to the ground, you hear him grumble something about his father.